We are your station, 88.9 KETR, and good morning to you. Scott Harvey, along with Alice Reese. She joins us by the phone, as she does each and every Friday, to talk about new movies this weekend. Alice, how are you?
Just fine.
Thanks for being with us. Well, this looks like an interesting movie. It's called Looper.
It is indeed. It's the real hot movie of the fall, and some people have already chosen it as their favorite of the year. It's the action, sci-fi, time travel thriller. But what's different about it is that it's got really strong character development. So these are not just like action figures. These are incredibly interesting people. But one of they're the same person played in different time periods. This has been done before, but I don't think it's ever been done exactly like this. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Joe Simmons in the year 2042. And he is a looper, and that is a person whose job is to kill someone who's been sent from their future, which is 2072, and then destroy the body because there is no time travel allowed legally in this period. Anyway, but the time travel part is very complicated. But he's an assassin, and then he's faced with the possibility of having to assassinate himself. Himself being the Bruce Willis character, who is also a 55-year-old Joe Simmons who comes back from the year 2072. And although this sounds really, ridiculous, they admit it. They talk about it when they meet in this diner. The two characters of Willis and Gordon-Levitt, they talk about how, well, we're not going to discuss the how time travel works because it's too complicated. We'll just go on with the story. So that's what happens, and it's quite good. It's kind of like a big time gangster genre in this apocalyptic world that young Joe Simmons is living in is just a crime-laden, run by gangster bosses. And then it gets out into this bucolic countryside, and the movie suddenly turns into a little bit of Close Encounters of the Third Kind and a little bit of North by Northwest.
Wow, and it's been a big year for Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Right, and he's the man, obviously. And this is a little bit like watching Inception, which he was also one of the characters in. I mean, it's the thinking person's sci-fi film. It takes a lot of energy to watch it, but I think it's very satisfying, too, and especially because these characters are just fascinating.
Yeah, it does seem like a fascinating story, and time travel is always an interesting subject, and the way they do it, you always come out with a decent movie, I think, in all the time travel movies I've seen.
You have to, of course, suspend your disbelief because, of course, time travel is a little far-fetched, but if any of them I've seen, this one really works.
Okay. We actually talked about this not long ago, but the animation Hotel Transylvania.
Right. It's in 3D, and I have no idea why, because I had the glasses on, but I took them off, and the movie didn't look too much different.
Okay.
I don't know why they bothered with 3D for this. I guess it's just because all animated movies nowadays seem to have to be that way.
You say 3D in the title, maybe you get more people to show up, I guess.
I guess so. This is Count Dracula. He has his Hotel Transylvania, and it's a 5-star resort for monsters only, and so coming to visit are Eunice and Frankenstein, played by Fran Dresser and Kevin James, and Wayne the Werewolf and the Invisible Man and Manny the Mummy. But the whole plot has to do with Dracula's 118-year-old daughter, Mavis, played by Selena Gomez. She's having her 118th birthday, and she wants to leave and go out among the humans. Very slight plot. There is another character played by Andy Samberg, who is the love interest. He's the human Jonathan. But anyway, mostly it's just a slapstick-heavy comedy, and unfortunately, too much of an Adam Sandler movie. But got a lot of potty humor, and as I said, the 3D just is pointless.
Pitch Perfect.
This is Anna Kendrick, who is been Oscar nominated and is the hot young ingenue who knew she could sing. And this is about a cappella competitive singing on the college level.
Okay.
And who knew this existed? I mean, glee clubs, I guess, is what this is all about. And it's very much like the an extended version of a glee episode, except that it's really got the dirty jokes. So I guess, you know, it's an R rating on this.
How's the music?
And I liked Anna Kendrick a lot, but the story is ridiculous. It makes no sense whatsoever. And it's just an excuse to have people singing. But who I did like a lot was Rebel Wilson, who's this Australian star who's suddenly just in everything. She's in Bachelorette, and she's been in many, many movies, and she plays Fat Amy. I mean, that's what she calls herself. And without her, I think it wouldn't be even worth the time of day. But I liked her a lot.
But do you like the music, though?
The music's great.
All right.
Yeah, the music is good.
And the perks of being a wallflower?
Stephen Chbosky is a writer who wrote this novel in 1999, and it was published by MTV and became a huge success. And then he became a screenwriter, and he wrote the TV series Jericho, and now he has done his own film version of his own novel, and he's the screenwriter and director, and it is excellent. Very, very good. The only thing that's wrong with it is that the characters are supposed to be in high school, and they look a little old. One of them is Emma Watson from Harry Potter, and she's supposed to be a senior, and I think in reality she's about like 25, I think. And Ezra Miller and Logan Lerman is the guy who plays the wallflower, Charlie. And he's supposed to be a freshman, and I think in real life he's like 21. So anyway, that's a somewhat of a problem. But the writing is excellent. The humor is good. They really capture this period. It's the early 1990s. And high school, how hard it is, and the terrible angst of being a teenager. And it's really fine.
So you would put The Perks of Being a Wallflower and Looper at the top of the list for this weekend.
Yes, I would.
And we've got also Hotel Transylvania, the animation in 3D, although you might not be able to tell the 3D. And then there's Pitch Perfect and some singing if you're interested in that. Not much else, though, you say. All right. Alice Reese, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwell Herald-Banner. She joins us each Friday at this time. Your local newscast is next.